This is 468, and I am on Syracuse, Richmond and Syracuse, at the layover. And yes, I do have an air leak on my passenger side back rear wheel.
Okay. And I don't hear any alarms going off, so is it doing okay now?
No, I turned off the bus.
Okay. Well, you can't air up at all if you turn it off, so why don't you go ahead and give it a start and see, was it building at all when you were sitting there at all? Did it go up at all from any point, at any point?
I was kind of looking at that, and it was going like, it might have gone from 75 to 80, but it wasn't going up as I would expect it to, like I've seen in the past.
Okay. Go ahead and start it up, see what we're at.
Do you want me to do that while you're holding on, or do you want me to call you back, or what?
Yeah, while I'm here on the radio, go ahead and start it up.
Copy. Okay, it's on.
And the air pressure is?
The air pressure is at about 62 because I pushed on the brake a couple of times really hard like you suggested.
Okay, let's try that again. Pump it down real hard and fast with your foot down to below 50 and then let it go into high idle and see what it does.
Okay, I pumped it down to below 50.
Okay. Now just let it sit and see if it'll build up. Hold on just a second. Okay. Let it build for a couple minutes here, see if it'll build up. And if it doesn't, give me another mechanical tied up.
Copy. Will do. Thank you.
Thanks. 1446.
30.
Can you start making your way to the layover for Line 4 in St. John's over there off Richmond near Syracuse? For block 467, vehicle 3258, they're having some air leakage issues. We've got her building it right now. I will call you off if it resolves itself. But for now, if you could just start making your way in the direction.